All right, Alexander, let's go to a big story right now that is trending, that has hit the internet, and that is Steve Bannon charged with fraud by federal prosecutors arrested on Westbrook yacht. Steve Bannon, who was on the Trump campaign team in 2016, and then Trump got rid of him, which looks like it was a good move looking back at it. So let's see where to begin. This is a big story from Betsy Woodruff Swan Twitter account. Hartford Courant reports Bannon was on the Lady May when he was arrested. Free Beacon reported in 2017 that Guo Wengu owns a yacht by that name. The Hartford Courant reported that Steve Bannon was arrested by who else? Agents of the Postal Service while on board a $28 million yacht owned by exiled Chinese businessman Guo Wengui. Now, the fact that he was with a Chinese businessman is not going to help Steve Bannon's cause, but that is not the main story. That's actually another investigation. The main investigation has to do with money laundering, Alexander. And it has to do with a GoFundMe page called We Build the Wall. And to make a long story short and to sum it up in as simple a manner as I can, it was Steve Bannon and his partners in this GoFundMe were Brian Kolfage, who was the face of the GoFundMe. He's a triple amputee veteran, and he was the face of the We'll Build the Wall, Andrew Bodolato and Timothy Shea. And basically, the We Build the Wall was an online fundraising project which invited Americans to donate to the campaign to build the wall with private funds. So there was a certain section of the wall that had difficulty getting funds from the government, and these guys decided to make it private. And to sum it up, it looks like they were getting the donations and then they were laundering the money and essentially just taking the money and pocketing it. Of course, these are allegations. We're going to wait and see exactly what's going on. But these are the charges that are being brought to Bannon and his partners. Interestingly enough, Alexander, Trump tweeted about this on July 12th, 2020. He also warned about this when the GoFundMe page went up. Here are his first comments. President Trump recalled that he didn't support the We Build the Wall project at the time and added that he thought it looked like showboating. That's a direct quote. This is a job for the government. That's also a direct quote, not private people. So that's what Trump said. Trump tweeted in July his objections as well to this nonprofit. This is what his tweet said. This is July 12th, 2020. I disagreed with doing this very small, tiny section of wall in a tricky area by a private group which raised money by ads. It was only done to make me look bad, and perhaps it now doesn't even work. Should have been built like the rest of the wall, 500 plus miles. So that's a tweet from early in July that Trump made regarding this project. This was a bad idea from the get-go. It looks like there is some serious money laundering. This guy Kolfage promised that no money donated to this GoFundMe page would go into his pocket, but these guys were setting up shell corporations and they were laundering the money out with fake invoices. Really, really bad stuff. It looks like, once again, these are allegations and we have to wait for everything to come out into the open. So Alexander, that is a very basic big picture overview. One more thing is that this is from the Southern District of New York. It's from the U.S. Postal Inspection Services and the Southern District of New York. You will explain the significance of that as well. I think there is something there given other videos that we have done regarding the Southern District of New York. And there is a name of Mr. Jeffrey Berman, who some of our viewers may recognize, who Bill Barr, Attorney Bill Barr, pushed out in relation what we believe is related to the Epstein case. But anyway, a lot of stuff tied together here. Alexander, get into this story. This is a big one.
It's a huge one. Now, can I first of all reiterate what you've said, Alex? I mean, these people are entitled to the presumption of innocence. So we have to, first of all, not make, you know, state categorically that they're guilty. But having said that, it does look very bad. And it is also the case, and I'm going to say it, you know, I'm now putting the best possible interpretation on this. This idea of essentially, you know, attracting donations in order to build the wall, which the federal government was supposed to build, is a recipe for disaster. I don't know how that was supposed to happen, how that project was supposed to be carried through. And when you have money coming in, which cannot be used for the purpose that it is intended for, because, as I said, I can't see how that's going to work. There's always the huge danger, even if that is not the intention at the outset, there is always the huge danger that it's going to end up in the wrong places, in the hands of the wrong people, because money doesn't just stand still. That's one of the facts one has to understand about money. So this already, if it was done in good faith, then it was a bad idea, an extraordinarily bad idea. I have to say, looking at Steve Bannon, looking at his past, I mean, you know, he's been in finance, I would be surprised if he didn't understand this. So, you know, he doesn't seem to me to be the sort of, you know, guileless individual who might come up with a project like this and that it would all go wrong for him in this fashion. So, you know, I'm not making all the, you know, I'm not jumping to conclusions, but firstly, an incredibly bad idea, incredibly bad idea if it was done in good faith. And I have to say, in all honesty, it doesn't seem as if it probably was done in good faith. That's the first thing I'm going to say about this. Now, I think we've got to look at the politics of this. And let's talk about, firstly, the Southern District of New York. Southern District of New York is the most important regional office of the Justice Department. It's it covers Manhattan, where, you know, Wall Street is. It's the place which is controlled, been historically controlled by the party that controls New York State, which is, of course, the Democratic Party. It has been used to pursue investigations of Donald Trump. It's currently, there's been, you know, there's an investigation there of his tax affairs. There was the Michael Cohen investigation, which, as we know, didn't lead anywhere. There's been clear evidence, as far as I'm concerned, that Jeffrey Berman, who was the former acting federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, was slow walking the Epstein investigation. And, you know, he was removed to take over that. And it seems to me, and I'm not here, you know, defending Bannon, I've made perfectly clear what my feelings about this whole operation were. It seems to me that it's consistent that the Southern District of New York pursued this investigation against Bannon and his associates, because they thought that it would damage Donald Trump. Now, it's not going to damage Donald Trump. And I think we need to understand why. Firstly, Donald Trump got rid of Steve Bannon years ago. I mean, Steve Bannon was for a time his chief strategist and chief political advisor. I think within less than a year of Donald Trump becoming president, there was a parting of the ways. There was clear disagreements between the two men. And Donald Trump has made it very clear throughout this affair that he completely disagreed with this whole project. And he has tweeted about it. He tweeted about it in July. I think that there is no conceivable way that any of this is going to affect or touch him. That's my absolutely clear view. I would add, Donald Trump, whatever else he is, he's a businessman. He knows how business works. He would understand that, as I said, you don't raise money for something that can't really be done and then have that money lying around, and he would understand all the dangers of doing that. So he took the steps to dissociate himself from all of this, and I think that it will not affect him. I'm also going to say something which we might discuss shortly, which is I always believed, I have this on record. If you go back to articles I've written for the Duran, I always believed that Steve Bannon's role in the 2016 campaign has been overstated, and that Steve Bannon has been given credit for things that Donald Trump himself did. So I'm going to say this, I don't think that there is this close connection between Bannon and Trump that some people are thinking. I don't think there is this close connection between Donald Trump and Steve Bannon that the Democrats are thinking. I think that this is probably a investigation launched for political reasons originally by the Democrats looking to damage Donald Trump. But that doesn't mean that this investigation isn't justified and that there aren't serious things to look at there. But I do think also that regardless of where this investigation goes, and at the moment, it looks very bad for Steve Bannon and the people he was with, I don't think it's going to have any political effect whatsoever. And I don't think Donald Trump will be affected at all. So that's a summary of my views.
Yeah, look, I mean, if $1 of that money that was donated to this GoFundMe, We Build the Wall page project, ended up in Kolfage's pocket or Bannon or these other guys, that's it.
Yes.
They've committed fraud. The fact that they were trying to funnel money, and they say that they funneled, Steve Bannon got $1 million out of it. $1 million was funneled to Steve Bannon. And they say it was a total of $25 million was raised. $1 million went to Bannon. This Kolfage guy, Bannon created a shell company where then they would create the fake invoices. And they started out by paying him, I believe, $20,000 up front or $20,000 a month for a total of $350,000 in funds that ended up into Kolfage's pocket as well. And they actually said, and I quote from the indictment, that Kolfage was using the money to live a lavish lifestyle. It's a quote, a lavish lifestyle. So, I mean, this is a terrible, terrible idea, because it's so easy to commit this type of corruption. But the fact that they went to the trouble of creating bogus invoices and bogus payments and shell companies to take money out of this total pot of $25 million, Alexander, this should be a slam dunk for the prosecutor.
I would have thought so, frankly. I mean, they were setting up shell companies and the size of the monies involved. I mean, it shows, frankly, a deeply fraudulent intention. That's the way it looks to me. I mean, I can't argue that at the moment. I mean, I'd be fascinated to see what kind of defense they come up with, and whether perhaps that defense will amount to each, making accusations against the other. But on the face of it, this looks extremely bad. And by the way, you're absolutely right. $1. If $1 of money donated, it goes into, you know, somebody's private account in that way. People have got to understand, when people give money for a purpose, you go out to the public and you ask them to give you money for a purpose, then, you know, if you're using it for a different purpose, you are breaching trust. It's extremely dishonest thing to do. Very dishonest thing to do. So, I can't put it more straightforwardly than that. So it looks very, very bad. I also think, by the way, that, and this is something that goes back to what Donald Trump says, because Donald Trump and Steve Bannon had a significant falling out. They were not friends. But Donald Trump's point that this whole business of trying to raise money to build the wall might have been intended to, you know, show Trump in a bad light. In other words, give the impression that these guys were going to do this when the federal government headed by Donald Trump wasn't able to do it. There may have been something of that in this also, and we should not discount that, because it does seem to me as if Steve Bannon has to some extent been criticizing Donald Trump, if you like, from a kind of right-wing stance, which to my mind never had any reality to it. But regardless, this looks deeply, deeply fraudulent, very, very wrong. I can't really see what the defense is going to be. We have to give these people, as I said, the presumption of innocence. But frankly, I think if I was a defense attorney trying to defend these people, I would be in a very difficult position trying to come up with a defense that a jury could ever accept.
All right. I've got an interesting question for you, actually, Alexander, but let me take it a couple of steps back. I'm going to put in the description box a link to a Zero Hedge article on this exact topic when this GoFundMe page was first put up. And this article dates from, let me find the date here in the article, from December 19, 2018. And the article says, Build the Wall, GoFundMe page raises $1 million in 2 days. So I'll put a link for that because it's interesting to see what they were saying about this GoFundMe page when it was launched. And I'm also going to put a link, Alexander, to a Laura Ingraham, an Ingraham Angle Fox News interview with Kolfage, dated December 21, 2018, so people can reference that and see exactly what this guy, Brian Kolfage, was saying about Build the Wall Fund. We the people will fund the wall, whatever this project he had going on when he first launched it, and where he really is making he is boasting about, you know, the fact that private citizens can take over, you know, things that the government, that the public service messes up or can't do or has trouble doing. And that was the whole premise behind this, you know, private American citizens can do anything. They can accomplish anything, including building a wall when the public service is bogged down in bureaucracy and infighting and all kinds of stuff that was going on. Trump said it best. This was just a really, really bad idea. This is not something private citizens should be doing. But I'm going to put a link for that interview as well. Now, let me just read you from the indictment, Alexander, to add some more context. Acting U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said, quote, as alleged, the defendants defrauded hundreds of thousands of donors, capitalizing on their interest in funding a border wall to raise millions of dollars under the false pretense that all of that money would be spent on construction, while repeatedly assuring donors that Brian Kolfage, the founder and public face of We Build the Wall, would not be paid a cent. The defendants secretly schemed to pass hundreds of thousands of dollars to Kolfage, which he used to fund his lavish lifestyle. We thank the USPIS for their partnership in investigating this case, and we remain dedicated to rooting out and prosecuting fraud wherever we find it. Inspector in charge Philip R. Bartlett said, quote, the defendants allegedly engaged in fraud when they misrepresented the true use of donated funds. As alleged, not only did they lie to donors, they schemed to hide their misappropriation of funds by creating sham invoices and accounts to launder donations that cover up their crimes, showing no regard for the law or the truth. The case should serve as a warning to other fraudsters that no one is above the law, not even a disabled war veteran or a millionaire political strategist. This comes hours before Biden accepts the nomination as the Democrat presidential candidate. I'm sure they're going to use this to bludgeon Trump. But Alexander, my question, as I've laid all this out, AG Barr must have known about this. I imagine he knew what was going to happen. I imagine Trump got wind of what was going to happen. We already mentioned the connection with Berman. Maybe this was sanctioned by the Trump campaign and Barr. I mean, I know you said, and I believe this will definitely be used by the Democrats for political purposes to hit Trump. But maybe he wanted to expose these guys. I don't know. Am I reaching here?
You're not, because I'm going to tell you straight away something about this. I mean, there is a massive paper trail to this. I mean, we have false invoices, dummy companies. Sooner or later, this was going to be exposed. No question about it. It was going to happen. So better get it out of the way now, rather than give the impression that, you know, the Trump Justice Department had slow walked it in some way, and have it coming out in an even more embarrassing circumstance closer to the election. So I don't think that this is at all, you know, a wild speculation. I don't think Trump and Barr would have wanted this thing dragging on. I think they probably are happy that this is out in the open and dealt with now. And of course, if it takes time away from the Democratic Party nomination, Biden's nomination, well, you know, I can't see that that does any great harm either. Though I would, I'm sure that timing is not actually calculated, at least not on the Barr Trump side. I mean, I think perhaps more plausibly, some people in the Southern District of New York did this in order to give Biden some talking points. But I don't think that, you know, Barr and Trump would have wanted this to happen on that particular day. But that they would have wanted it out of the way and cleared the air of this well before the election, I can completely believe, because, as I said, it was bound to be exposed sooner or later anyway. I mean, if I may say so, this is a complex, elaborate, on the face of it, deeply dishonest fraud. It doesn't speak very well for the intelligence of the people who perpetrated it, that they thought they could get away with it, frankly, because it's the kind of fraud, given the publicity around all of this, that was, you know, bound to be exposed fairly soon. I mean, it does reflect very poorly on the judgment of these people that they thought they could get away with a thing like this, given the enormous publicity that they'd given to the campaign. I mean, you know, if you carry out a very public campaign like this, investigators, law enforcement agencies are going to be saying to themselves, well, first of all, you know, who are these people meddling in, you know, what we do? Because that's, you know, law enforcement is what this wall is about, you know, in a manner of speaking. And what is going to happen to all of this money? It's exactly the kind of thing that is bound to attract attention. So how they ever thought they could get away with it is extraordinary. But I'm sure that Trump and Barr would realize it would come out the moment they got wind that this investigation was out, you know, was underway. As you rightly say, I think they would have wanted it out of the way quickly, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, just a bad idea all around. All right.
Very, very bad idea. Yeah. But I come back just again to recap. Donald Trump himself is not going to be hurt by this. The Democrats, if they think it is, are going to be disappointed. And if people within the Southern District of New York were conducting this in order to hurt Donald Trump, which I think is possible, it won't hurt him. I mean, you know, they're miscalculating there. And I will also add, just again, Steve Bannon is many things. He is not the genius that some people think he is. I looked into this. You can find articles from me on the Duran about this very topic. He did not make Donald Trump president. That is a myth. Donald Trump made Donald Trump president. No one else. Donald Trump and the American people who voted for him.
Yeah, and Trump called it right. You never, ever, never, ever use fundraisers from the private sector to build public sector projects like this.
No, absolutely not. Don't do it. Absolutely. And I have to say, all this, you know, misuse of the language of, you know, free enterprise to try and sort of justify it, say, you know, the American people can do anything. I think that was extremely manipulative, actually, of people. There are some things that government has to do, either government should do, or if government decides that it can't do it and decides to contract it out to private enterprise, well, that's another thing. But for people to just step in and to try to take over the government's role by themselves, especially a complicated project, law enforcement project like this, well, that was just completely reckless and completely irresponsible. And actually, as it turns out, almost certainly profoundly dishonest.
Yeah, very manipulative because
they
used people's patriotism. There was a lot of infighting at the time between the Democrats, the Republicans, the White House and Congress about the wall and the funding for the wall, a lot of fighting. It was a very charged issue. They used that issue to tug at the heartstrings of American patriots who then donated. And they had as the face of this project, a war veteran, triple amputee. It was the whole thing very manipulative.
It's very manipulative. It smells very, very bad. As I said, I can't imagine a defense lawyer trying to defend these people is going to find it a very easy job.
Yeah, I'm sure they have the money trail.
I'm sure they have the money trail. I'm sure they have the paper trail. I'm sure they have the the sham companies. I'm sure they got it all. And I'm sorry to say this, but I think that this is an ugly and sordid affair. And I think the people who did this deserve what's coming to them.
Yeah, I believe I read 2 counts, 20 years each for the charges being brought against them. Yes. So,
yeah.
All right. We'll follow this story. We'll see how it plays out.
Very much. Yes.
All right. Alexander Verkurs, thank you very much, guys. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe as well. You'll see that red button. Hit that subscribe if you're not subscribed to the channel yet. And also donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps out this channel a whole lot. It really does help us keep broadcasting the news and getting the news out to you like this very important story. And of course, go to the Duran shop, pick up some magic mugs, some shirts real quick. I know you're going to show us some new products, Alexander, but real quick, I just want to tell people I added a whole line of trucker hats as well. So wow. Those are the hats that actually have the breathing in the back. So now we have the full hats and I added some trucker hats and I'm adding now more countries to the trucker hats, to the shirts, to everything, so you can get a full line of apparel with the country flags. Alexander, you have some new items to show us.
I certainly do. You can find that we've also got enameled mugs now, which are extraordinarily useful. This is Germany with the flag of Germany. I've got lots of friends in Germany, some family in Germany too. This is England. This is the English flag. You can see there the sort of flag of St. George. So you can find lots of country flags. These are enameled mugs. They are perfect if you want to go into the country, walking, as I often do, by the way, with my dogs, and I need
camping,
that kind of thing. They are perfect for this. They're light, they're incredibly strong, they're beautiful to see. You can see what great mugs they are, and they are perfect for that. So we got these wonderful mugs with the flags alongside all our other new mugs. This is the flag of the United States that you see there. And we've got smaller mugs too, like this one with Greece. These are our porcelain mugs. You can see that we are adding to our range of mugs all the time. So they're great mugs. The porcelain mugs are the best mugs in the world. But we've also now got these great enameled mugs too. And if you can't find your country flag, on one of these mugs and you're looking for it, wait a little. Alex is expanding the range all the time. Quite likely it will come. If it's still not there in a short time, drop us a line and we'll do what we can to help you. And you will also find amazing shirts coming, including embroidered shirts. You see you've got a new shirt that Alex is wearing there with a Duran's double-headed eagle, but again, lots of shirts with flags of different countries. We've also got baseball caps and embroidered hats and incredible new range of things. And of course, we've got lots of other great products in our shop, including an expanding gallery of ebooks. So you can get all of these products in our shop. You will support this channel. We need your support to provide all the kind of analysis and reporting that we do, and you can also be the owner of all this great of all these great things. So support our channel, come to our shop, buy these great things, and Alex will tell you how to do it.
You'll find a link to the Duran shop down below, the duranshop.com. Alexander Verkurs, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.